A family obituary in this morning's New York Times announcing the death of the mother of Christie Brinkley at the age of 91 says her heart never survived losing the love of her life, her husband, who predeceased her by 7 weeks. It's very common after the death of a longtime spouse, but is sadness also a medical condition? And worst of all, could it truly be fatal, as it often appears to be? Our report tonight from our chief medical editor, Dr. Nancy Snyderman.
Cindy Bizon's husband, Joel, had been in the cardiac ICU at Maine Medical Center for 3 days, recovering from a heart attack, as she held vigil in a nearby waiting room.
You're constantly waiting for someone to come out and talk to you, and your stress hormones are off the charts.
I was on edge, but I thought I was doing fine, and I thought I was handling it very well.
But she wasn't.
I remember standing by the nurse's station, talking to someone, and as I was talking, I said, wow, I really feel dizzy. And I remember grabbing onto a counter and just trying to hold on for support. And at that moment, a black cloud, curtain just came down over my eyes that I couldn't shake away. And that's the last thing that I remember.
Cindy was in full cardiac arrest, suffering from something literally called broken heart syndrome. 90% of the patients who experience it are postmenopausal women, mostly over age 55.
We think that as women age, their hearts and small blood vessels around their heart become more susceptible to these stress hormones. So a stress that you might experience at the age of 25 when your estrogen levels are high might not have the same effect on your heart as it might when you're 65 years old.
The extreme stress of her husband's medical crisis triggered Cindy's brain to send a signal to her adrenal glands, which released an unusual surge of stress hormones into her bloodstream. That surge rushed to her heart, essentially paralyzing part of it, causing it to balloon out like this and then shut down.
There are cases of people dying of this condition, and when I'm asked, can you die of a broken heart, we say absolutely yes, you can.
Yeah.
Smells good, huh?
Cindy and Joel both recovered, and now celebrating life's simple pleasures has taken on new meaning.
Come on, let's head up. We don't sweat the small stuff. We live to enjoy life.
Enjoy each other. We're grateful for every moment that we have.
This is not a heart attack, though the symptoms may mimic one. Heart attacks are caused by blockages. This is simply a case of the heart being stunned by all those chemicals rushing to it. It's a temporary malfunction, and the heart usually recovers completely if it's recognized in time, Brian. The important thing is to recognize it, and I think they are, frankly, under-recognized in this country.
One of the true enduring medical mysteries. Nancy, thank you, as always. Brian.